Part 2. Reading Passage. The fate of Amelia Earhart is one of the enduring mysteries of the 20th century. In 1937, while attempting to become the first woman to fly around the world, she disappeared without a trace. She is remembered as a pioneer of aviation and a fighter for the liberation and equality of women. Amelia Earhart rocketed to fame when she became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. She was actually only a passenger on that flight, which was piloted by two men. However, she was convinced that a woman had the stamina to do it alone. Other pilots questioned Amelia's flying skills, but after several years of stunt flying and organizing women's air races, she successfully flew solo across the Atlantic Ocean in 1932. She was actually the first person, man or woman, to fly across the Atlantic alone since Charles Lindbergh first did it in 1927. Amelia's courage and spirit fascinated people, and she became a national celebrity. She symbolized the excitement of aviation and new possibilities for women. Her look, short hair, tailored pants, and silk scarf around her neck, changed women's fashion. Her bob-style haircut became a national trend. She represented the modern woman, and American women now wanted to be comfortable and look sporty. Thanks to her, women experienced a new sense of freedom. Amelia believed strongly in equality between the sexes. Pilot licenses were given equally, and she wanted equality in other fields as well. After getting married, she kept her name and independence. She even made her husband promise to let her go if she wasn't happy after 1 year. She said she could not endure even an attractive cage. Although Amelia had achieved fame and fortune, she wanted one last challenge, a final flight. She planned to fly around the world at the equator, the longest distance. Her first attempt failed when she wrecked her plane while taking off. She was lucky to survive. Finally, in 1937, she left on her final challenge from Miami, flying east with her navigator, Fred Noonan. They flew 22,000 miles, stopping for repairs and fuel to New Guinea. They had 7,000 miles to go, all over the Pacific Ocean, with one stop for fuel on tiny Howland Island. They never made it. What happened to Amelia Earhart? There is much speculation. Some say she was shot down or captured by the Japanese military. Some say she landed on another island. We may never know, but the Earhart Project is still searching for evidence that will explain the mystery once and for all. Whatever the case, Amelia Earhart was on her own, liberated and equal to any man. A truly modern woman.